I was saddened because late last year, we had a situation where, as compared to 2012 production, we had an increase of 13% in cereal production. And we had a 22% increase as compared to the five-year average. We had also promising results in terms of an increase in the cultivated area by about 3%. And what I saw this mission is that all these achievements are being ruined by ongoing conflict. The situation now is deteriorating very quickly. We have about 7 million people who are at risk of food insecurity. 3.2 million of them at risk of severe food insecurity. And about 1.2 million of these 3.2 really in what we describe an emergency situation. So it means that we have a real risk that if we have a further decline over the coming month, which is not impossible, we would have these people facing a real catastrophic situation. And to avoid that to happen, we need to mobilize now.
You were in Juba first, and then you went into the field. How would you describe what you saw there?
Well, I've seen things I've never seen before in my career. We went to a place called Nayal, which is about 2 hours helicopter north of Juba. And Nayal is an area that is being affected by a conflict situation where the resident community has been affected by severe looting. And to further complicate their situation, but also as a sign of solidarity that you only find in that sort of immense suffering, they are now hosting 35,000 people who have been forced to leave their place of origin all across South Sudan in fear of fighting, because they were fighting, because their properties were lost. 35,000 people distributed approximately in 20 small islands, and we went to one of these islands. What I've seen on this island, I've never seen before. I've seen people with literally nothing. No food, no shelter, no hygiene. And from a food security point of view, I've seen people who were totally depending on basically wild fruits, a few flowers, a few wild roots that they were eating. This is basically what they had. And these people, their main requirements was to not only get immediate food assistance, but also they want immediate assistance to start fishing. And if they get some hooks and line, this will immediately provide them with good quality food. And then also they are keen to get some agricultural inputs, especially vegetable seeds right now, so that they can plant something and have fresh food available within a couple of weeks. And then, of course, some crop seeds for the main planting season that is starting actually now and will condition their capacity to go through this crisis over the coming month.
And what are the main concerns coming from farmers?
First of all, it's important to remember that immense majority of the South Sudanese depend on agriculture for their livelihood. So the moment there are fightings, the moment people are displaced, they do not have access to their land and they lose all their belongings, including first and foremost their agricultural inputs, including their seeds, their tools, but they also lose their cattle that are being often raided. So we have two types of intervention. One intervention is to help them where they feel safe, where they have taken refuge. And this is essentially in terms of fishing equipment and vegetable seeds. And then, of course, create the condition for their return when they consider it is safe enough for them to return. The mere fact that we are going to provide them with hooks, line, and a few nets will make a huge difference and may mean life for them.
The UK's Department for International Development has allocated $13.7 million to FAO. What will this money be going towards?
We have been calling for funds for weeks now, highlighting the fact that the rains are there, actually. And when the rains are there, everything becomes much more complicated, much more expensive. It's much more difficult to provide assistance to people. So they responded very quickly. This is highly appreciated, but much more is needed. The crisis in South Sudan is a major one. It is not getting the visibility it should get. It is not every day on the international media. It should be there because it's a major crisis in the making. We need to raise awareness. We need to provide the support. And only if we do that, we have a chance to avoid a major catastrophe.